for Brevard County Shelters. He's Operation Coordinator of Brevard County Emergency Management. And he sent me more information, and I had it up here last meeting, but everybody had left. The phone numbers, the preparedness shelters that I have here, the people with special needs, they can pre-register. If you've got a dog or if you've got oxygen or anything, for those with a computer, it gives your online. You can register online. If you don't have a computer, you've got a number you can call in her name, okay? I called him, and he told me these are good. They'll be good for next year also. So if you have them, take care of them, because they're going to be good for next year. They're good to hold on to. And the only thing he told me on the emergency manager shelters was the last item, which he says doesn't pertain to us. Are you ready for this one? Large animals and livestock. So if anybody wants them, I have them up here. Please take them and take care of them, because they're good for next year also. Thank you.
I'd like to call to order the meeting of Port Malabar Holiday Park, Mobile Home Park Recreation District, September 23rd, 2019. Let's stand for a moment of silence. Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll ask Gaston, our assistant secretary, to read the roll call.
Jack Emmerich.
Here.
Eloise Raffo.
Here.
Joanne. She's on. Keith Richard.
Here.
Paul Diamond.
Here.
Michael Hamm. Barbara Whitnick. Joe Prisco?
Here.
And Sherry Morris, she's here.
She's here.
Okay.
Thank you.
A question I had for park residents was, have you noticed any change in 2 weeks?
The grass cut?
What have you noticed? To see if we're on the same wavelength. The lawns look beautiful.
Yes.
I was hoping Val Shanter would be here tonight. I don't think I've seen her. Because she was the one who, in the past, was saying about having these guys run past 7:30 in the morning, and she's a late sleeper and didn't want to hear that before 9 o'clock. And I wondered if she observed the quietness in the park. Ever so often I hear Dwayne go by with a load of palm fronds, but it's not that constant moving back and forth, right, getting to where they're working, getting to the compound and coming back. I said to my wife, did you notice that? She said, yeah, it's kind of quiet.
Very nice.
looking for a motion to approve the minutes from 9/9/2019.
I make a motion we approve the minutes.
I have a correction.
We need a second first.
Pardon?
We need a second first.
Second.
I'll second it. But I do have a correction.
Okay. Is this the correction that at least I got a copy with yellow?
Yes.
That corrects that paragraph or?
It said that I had phone numbers with the shelters? No. I said for those who that may need shelter information to pick up the flyer on my desk after the meeting.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Moved and seconded with the correction.
I'll second it with the corrections.
Any discussion? Any comment from residents? If not, I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, like sign. Manager's report.
I'm sure everyone has noticed the ponds are not working, the fountains in the ponds. Per my previous report, the pump was installed by AquaSpray on the front pond. American Pump, they were supposed to be here Saturday. He had an emergency. He is aware of what the problems are. He's supposed to replace the wires from the control box to the junction box, then connect from the junction box to the pump. There's usually one large cable panel. We're hoping the wire from the controller to the junction box is in conduit. This will make the job a lot easier for American Pump. So I'm hoping he'll be here tomorrow. For the rear pond, per my previous report, I have a bid from AquaSpray, and they recommend replacing the entire fountain at a cost of $4,975. I'm waiting for two more bids from Lake Doctors and Pond Stocker Aeration Systems, Fountains, and Pond Maintenance. Lake Doctors did come out today. They actually said the same thing as AquaSpray, so I'm waiting to get a bid from him. The whole system is pretty much shot. So I don't know. I've been trying to do some research to find out when the last time the rear pond was serviced, the fountain. If anyone has any information on it, I would appreciate it. But I did look at the pump. If anybody else wants to look at it as well, it's on the bank. So he took it apart. He looked at the flotation device, the motor and the pump. So that's where we are. So I'm waiting for the two other bids in addition to AquaSpray. U.S. Lawns mowed the park Monday, September 16th. They'll be here today, and they did show up to finish the ravines and remedy all resident complaints. And I do encourage anyone, if you have a complaint, if they're not doing what you feel needs to be done, please come to me. We want this to work, and we, you know, they are willing to work with us, and we're willing to work with them as well. So I'm sure they're not perfect. If they skip your lawn for any reason, we'll take care. We're not going to take care of it, but we'll contact them, or you can. But we want it to work, and let's try to work with them the best that we can. I've been working very closely with Duane during this transition. He has made a few trips to the dump with the yard waste after Dorian. And also, we filled our dumpster at the compound three times. We've cleaned out the office there. We're going to be painting the doors, cleaning the restroom, refrigerator, etc. He has degreased all of the mowers and continues to clean all the equipment, organizing equipment as well. Don Washington will be forming a committee to take an extensive inventory of all the items in the compound. We will be removing the big gas tank from Glover Oil and the roll-off dumpster next week. Approximate savings with just those two things is going to be about $1,000 a month. I have found as many as 25 brand new street and traffic signs that were stuffed in the back of one of the garages. So I was pretty happy about that, kind of PO'd about it, but happy that we found them. We're waiting for some caps. I think there's four more signs throughout the whole community, and Duane is actually installing and putting up all the signs. Bushco Landscaping has started in the front of the parking lot, and they're going to be laying sod and putting in some flowers by the sign up there. It's under $1,000, so I didn't have to worry about getting approval. We're actually going to be purchasing some podocarpus bushes to fill in the gaps at the entrance, and I'm hoping to do that in-house. That will save us a lot of money, about $3,000. I have a roofing contractor coming in on Wednesday, and I'm going to get three bids for the roofs, for the life expectancy, for the pools, for the roadways, for the ditches. And I'm going to be working closely with the treasurer and the board of trustees to try to start funding an account, a reserve account. So in 5 years, when the roof needs to be replaced or the pools need to be resurfaced, we won't have to go out and get a loan. All of these areas will be funded on a yearly basis, so that when it comes time to do the pools, the roads, replace the roof, the money will be there without having to go elsewhere for funding. So as I get the bids, I'll compile those and of course, submit those to the trustees. FDC replaced the gate at the gatehouse. It continues to bounce a little bit. I spoke with him today, and he said that it's normal, so we'll just have to monitor that and see what happens. We received a rebate check for $718.92 from the Visa card that was in Kendra's name when she was acting treasurer. That's a rebate for just using the credit card. So we have deposited that in our operating account. We are in week two of advertising and interviewing for ground personnel. I'm still researching to figure out how we can best utilize the time of our employees. I'm thinking maybe one full-time maintenance, perhaps, and one part-time. Again, I'm still researching it. We're getting all of the areas together here we're getting all the dates for potlucks, for dinners, bingo, to find out how many people we need actually to set up for all the functions and utilize their time wisely. A staff evaluation has been completed, and I had submitted my suggested increase for the remaining staff. Here it says, I will be meeting with Greg Miner with the City of Palm Bay to discuss the status of the city-owned homes in the park and the abandoned homes to date. I will know more on Monday. And actually, I do. So about 2 o'clock this afternoon, I had some really good information from the City of Palm Bay. They have actually purchased 7 more homes, and they are the bad homes. These are the really bad derelict homes. So having the City of Palm Bay now own the homes, I have copies of the deeds. They will have to either remove the homes, renovate the homes, but it's their responsibility now. I will be working with the city manager, Lisa Morin, and hopefully we're going to be able to work together. If not, then it's their responsibility to, again, either remove them or fix them. And if push comes to shove, we will treat them like anyone else. At least we know who the owner is now, and we can start with violation letters, and we can start, violating them. And if we have to put a fine and start fining them every day, after the letters have been submitted. But I think our first approach should be to see what they're going to do and try to work with them and get them out of here. Either get them out of here, fix them up, just we need to do something. But at least we know they're owned by the City of Palm Bay, and it's a good start. Lastly, I spoke with the insurance adjuster regarding the claim dating back to June 11th, 2019. The case is closed, and there will be no... her case has been denied, and so from this point on, it's closed. If anybody would like a copy, a list of the homes, I can tell you where they are right now real quick. But if you want a copy, I'll be happy to give you a copy of it. Number one is 1285 Dove Court, 146 Holiday Park Boulevard, 194 Holiday Park Boulevard, 254 Holiday Park Boulevard, 357 Holiday Park Boulevard, 340 Holiday Park Boulevard, and 1042 Moonlight. So those are all in the hands of the city of Palm Bay. And I know we have more out there that are derelict. I believe there's four on my radar. But at least this gives me an opportunity to work with four rather than 15 or 20. So it's a lot easier for me to grab onto these four. And hopefully within the next couple of months, these homes will be gone. And hopefully newer and prettier homes will be brought in. And that's all I have. Thank you.
I have one question. The third paragraph on page 2, you didn't share Kathy Richardson.
Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped that. Excuse me. Kathy Richardson will be an employee of Holiday Park effective October 7th. Of course, this is with the board's approval. Until now, she has been a temp employee. She will be working approximately 25 to 30 hours weekly in the administration office. She does not require health benefits, so I think that's a kind of a plus in our direction, and she really does a fabulous job.
Any other questions?
I do.
Joe?
On the Bushco, I noticed they did the wall out front, right? The wall, which looks nice. It comes all the way around to the side. It does look nice, and I know they're doing the front. They're redoing the front. I understand putting some bushes in and redoing the front by the thing. Now, do we have authorization for that, or you just pick Bushco?
No, I spoke with Joanne at length on this, and
Joanne?
Yes.
That's not here.
Yeah, Joanne's not here tonight, but we had discussed it, and we actually had brought it up at a board meeting several months ago, and it was brought up for discussion, and I believe the board voted on replacing the podocarpus at the entrance of the park.
We did vote on that. I don't remember that.
I'll have to check, Joe. But anyway.
Now what's the cost? I haven't seen it. What's the cost? How much was the wall, for example, and the rest of the?
Okay, the wall was not Bushco. It was a paver company that has actually did the pavers originally on the other side. We just added in, this side has been done. We just added this other side, and I think that was, I want to say the total was 800 and change. And then with the front by the sign, it just was a mess. It's under $1,000, and Bushco is just going to put some bushes and some plants in there.
Okay, us as trustees, I think we need to review some of this stuff. At least tell us. I didn't know about any of this. I didn't personally. If Joanne knew about it, then did anybody else know about it on the board? I didn't.
Joanne and I have been working on this for a year, I think, and
But you have nine trustees. I think the way I want to see it done is the nine trustees have to be involved. That's how I'm looking at it. Only if
I disagree,
you want two people to do it. I don't agree with that, but
like I said, I had I know it came up at one of the board meetings.
Maybe the one I
yeah,
missed.
I know it did.
I I only missed one. I don't.
Joe. Can I say something?
No.
The bushes, as you come into the park, we have had problems for a long time. We did have a meeting, and it was to put some replacement bushes in there so that it would all look nice. Because you've got some up here, down there. We did discuss this at a meeting, okay? I do remember that we had discussed this, and I think Joanne and...
Tell me what meeting. We can look it up.
It was last year before you came. I'll have to dig into my 2018 files, and I'll find it and show it to you, okay?
Last year before I came?
Yes.
I don't believe that. Well, show it to me.
I will.
Any other questions?
That's going to be a pain, but I'll do it.
From the board?
Well, yeah, I have another question. Is we've hired Dwayne as the gardener. That's 40 hours a week. Personally, I don't see how you're going to keep him busy for 40 hours a week. We're hiring a foreman. I don't know what this guy is going to do. I gather full-time, another 40-hour-a-week person. And we're hiring a part-time person, which is, I figure, 20, 25 hours a week. I just don't see the amount of work in this park to keep them busy. Just look at the hours. Okay, so you have the two of them at, there's 80 hours, right? I'm just going to hours. And then you have the part-time person at 20 hours. So that means outside of this building, you have 100 hours of work out there. And inside the building, you have another 110 hours of work, because you have one part-timer, 30 hours, and two full-timers. That's 80 plus 30 is 110. From what I used to do for work, I don't see the amount of work. I asked them, what do? They do this, they sweep the floor, they do the bathrooms, and clean around the building. That's about it. I know you're shaking your head, but I don't see him doing anything else.
Joe, no one's been hired. I haven't hired anybody. Sean is leaving. He's a full-time staff here in maintenance. Nobody has been hired. There's been a lot of discussion on what exactly we do need. And again, as I had mentioned earlier, this is still in the research stages, where how much time do we need to set up for the different special occasions here, for all of our activities. Nobody has been hired. Nobody. So we are actually down a full-time employee because Shawnee is leaving. None of the positions have been filled. So there's been a lot of discussion on what it will require. I'm not going to hire somebody just to fill the space. I want somebody who is going to be able to fix the electric, the plumbing, the fountains, and be experienced, whether it be one part-timer, whether it be one full-timer. We're still in the research stages of this, so I don't know who told you that all these people were getting hired. It's not true. So, you know, we do have some time on our hands because Shawnee is not going to be leaving us for a few weeks. So in the interim, this is what we're doing. We're regrouping. And, you know, hopefully we'll have a strong staff and be able to do a lot of things in-house. Of course, not the things that need permitting. We'll have to hire a licensed company for that. But we want to do most of the things in-house. Like I said, replace the lights in the billiards room. We have a light out here we have to dig up the cable for. You know, these things we can do in-house, and hopefully we can do the from now on, we can do the fountains in-house. But we need to find the right person who is qualified to do that. And it takes time. We're not lacking. Everything is covered right now. So this is basically where we are. And as far as Dwayne is concerned, I'm really happy to say he has really stepped up. He does things that I never thought he could do. I think he just kind of said, oh, what the heck? But he's replacing street signs. He's cleaned up that yard, all the heavy equipment. He's gone in there and degreased everything. He is checking the oil. He will be working with Don Washington as well to do the inventory. He is, you know, when he comes in, first thing he does is he goes and he monitors from the end of our entrance right up to the gatehouse to make sure there's no garbage, no papers. He does all the weeding. He troubleshoots everything. If we need him in the building, he's here in the building. I don't want to hear this isn't my job anymore, that I only work in the building or I only work in the grounds. I think we all need to work together. And I believe it is going to work, and I think that that's the way to go. He knows where all the shutoffs are. He knows, and I do too now. I've written it down. I've learned. And as the days go by, it's only been 2 weeks, he's been given other responsibilities, and he's doing very well. If I feel he's slacking or if he's not worth it, then we'll have to take another look at it at that point.
Any comment out from the public? Step to the microphone, please.
Allison Kelly, 1054 Sunflower. I've got a couple of questions I need clarification from the reports that have been on the website. Sheree, on your last report that you gave, not this one, one before, you stated that Wednesday, the 18th, a pump was to be replaced, and it wasn't. Why?
The pump was delivered Tuesday at 3 p.m. to Aqua Spray. American Pump was supposed to be here with Aqua Spray on Wednesday. He was called out of town. Okay, so then they said, okay, he was in Daytona on another job, and then he said he would be here Saturday, which was this past Saturday. And apparently he was still out of town. I'm not crazy about this either.
Okay.
So
right.
the last
okay.
thing is he's...
I want the short answer because I've got a lot here.
I'm sure you did.
You also mentioned that the electrical was checked out in your report before by the electricians, and it was found to be fine.
He
was now you're saying that they need to run electrical from the junction box to the pump to here. It needs to be in conduit. When it was replaced in a rubber conduit, so there should be conduit there. The other thing is, why do we only have one quote since August 18th? This is a long time for equipment to be down. And if these people that you're working with can't supply equipment faster than that and get our equipment serviced, get things up and running, we should look for other ones.
Right. I've been working with three and maybe a fourth. We did have a hurricane in the mix here, so everybody was really busy and a lot of things had to be postponed. Changed around, switched around. I got a run around. Should the pumps be replaced? We tried troubleshooting the back pond. It didn't work to save the $4,500. So, you know, we did a few things that did take time in order for us to possibly
right,
save
six
some
weeks
money.
Is a long time for those pumps to be done, and everybody is concerned about that.
Right, I understand. And
we need to prioritize. When equipment goes down, you need to be on the ball. You need to call them every other day. When are you going to be here? When is it done? I think that has to be priority over beautification right now when things break down. The podocarpus, you said you're going to save $3,000, but by the time you add any staff, any salary, any benefits, that $3,000 savings is gone. The other thing is you made reference to setting up a fund for future expenses. We have been asking for 1, 3, and 5-year budget that still isn't done. And I think you guys need to do that here. Because if you set a budget for 1 year, look out 3 years, you're going to know what needs to be refurbished, what needs to be maintained, what needs to be bought. That has been going on. Has this board read the job description posted on the internet? Have you all read it?
What?
What job description are you
referring
to?
For the skilled foreman that is out there. I'm sure you haven't. It is disgraceful. You need to go on and read it because it has run-on sentences. It has spelling errors. If I read that job description, I wouldn't come to work for this company. It's awful.
I will talk with Lori about that. She posted it.
It is awful.
Okay, I'm not trying to pass the buck here, but I will.
And then
you're
looking for a skilled foreman. The experience, you list 1 year landscaping preferred. That's not a skilled foreman. We need somebody experienced with plumbing, AC, carpentry, somebody that knows the building codes. And the culture of the park that you list is stable. What the hell does that mean? Come on, let's write a good job description. And the other thing is, I think we really do need to go back and look at the spectrum quote that they gave us. Line item by line item. How much do we pay now? How much is it going to cost? What do we get for equipment? Go back and forth, because what we have now stinks. Thank you.
Next.
Meredith Prisco, 1256 Show Court. What I wanted to know exactly, since Shawnee is leaving, there must have been a resignation letter. Does he have a date that he is actually going to be leaving us? And at this point, this park has always run, as long as I've been here, which isn't as long as most of you, with Jose, who is only part-time because he collects Social Security, which only allows him to put so much time here in the park. And then we have our full-time fellow from 2:30 to 10:30. And so with Shawnee leaving, the absolute most that we should need is a full-time person, not anybody with... You can get someone with a little extra skill that maybe he has an electrician's license, maybe he's a carpenter, maybe he has some other skills that our two fellas don't have. But I honestly can only see, since it's run this way for so long, that one full-timer, you know, without a title, would be able to handle it. And as far as Dwayne, it's great. I've seen him around. But I think we should actually refer to him. I know there was a resident in the feed that put that he was our gardener. Well, that doesn't sit well with me, because he needs to be titled differently than just a gardener. So let's call him a groundskeeper and handyman, so he covers a little more territory. Let's not stagnate him to one little job title, gardener. Thanks.
Meredith, I'll respond to that real quickly. I agree with you 100%.
Mike.
My job title is this, and my job description is this. So without expanding it, and our guys that do some things, our two men in this office should be able to be everything in the building, everything outside the building, everything that surrounds this building,
this is
painting, whatever it might be. They should be able to do whatever we, especially in our downtime, which is the summer.
This is ultimately my goal since I even started working here. This is ultimately have everybody work together. There's no reason why we can't send Jose out in the field and help do something, or, you know, we should all work together. And totally agreed with the gardener. The reason I had given it to the board is because he is here and he does do the gardening. However, he is doing a lot more than gardening. So yeah, we need to, you know, go back and look at that description as well as the other descriptions here in the maintenance building.
Yeah,
you know, revamping this, and it's refreshing. It really is refreshing because we can now utilize all the staff and use our wrench time and put the guys to work and keep them busy while they are here. Do we need another full-timer? I don't think so. But when we do hire someone, it needs to be somebody who has knowledge. You know, if we pay them well, the benefits and so forth, there's no reason why we can't get someone who is experienced. They don't have to be a master plumber, a certified electrician, but there's plenty of handy men, people out there with enough knowledge for us to be able to troubleshoot these things without calling in a professional company all the time. I have actually one guy in mind now. He wants just part-time. So, you know, we're still interviewing, and we actually have several ads running in different places. So I do apologize for that one ad. I didn't read that particular ad. But I think if anyone here has ever run any ads, we're getting hits like Pizza Man, a mortuary guy, I'm not kidding, hairdressers, daycare workers. So it's I think out of every, and we haven't, maybe 25 applicants, there might have been three. So I think anyone that's, there's been a few people in here that's had the experience with accepting resumes. So I don't know what these Indeed and Job Rapido and these places, they're posting these listings in the weirdest places, but we're working on it, and we have the luxury of a couple, 2 or 3 weeks. And as far as Shawnee giving his resignation, he has just finished his school. Now he's going to be doing the on-road truck course classes, and we're going to work with him. You know, I feel he's trustworthy, and if he'll work with us, and you know, we don't wish him ill. I think it's good that he wants to better himself and get a, you know, if this is what he wants in life. So, you know, we're going to be able to find somebody and let him, you know, not abuse the situation, but when it's time, you know, we're working on it.
Okay.
Next.
Helen Ferguson, 1127 Keystone Court. I'm sure that everyone on this board got one of these letters in their mailbox. Did you? Yeah. Well, I have a question to ask. I asked about this in this letter, and from what I understand, one of the board members, which I really don't want to say the name, but if I have to, I will, felt it wasn't necessary to bring this up to the on the agenda tonight. I think that every one of us should be able, when you ask for something to be on the agenda, that it should be in, on the agenda. And for that person to say it wasn't important enough, this is the what I really would have liked to see, and I'm going to bring it up anyway. We need to inventory this equipment and see what it's worth. And we need to do that as soon as possible because you never know what could happen, okay? And also, if you don't think it's not important enough to discuss the yearly fees, where these fees are spent including any equipment we own, then we really have a bigger problem than what we thought. But I would think that that board would have put this on the agenda so that I could bring it up.
She already said that.
We all, she's not on the board. She's the manager. She's the manager. And I do believe that, and I believe that we have a right to get up and say it. I was the one that asked for it, and I think that somebody should have put that on there.
Well,
we're all paying the same, yeah, you know, same thing you pay.
Yes, but she's already said that she's doing an inventory of all the equipment.
And I love it. I love it. I've told her that.
That's not the point. She's.
What is?
You're not listening again.
The point is, it
should have been put on the agenda.
That's exactly
okay.
Right.
That's the point that she's making. If having read the letter, Helen, though, again, Don Washington, and
yes,
he will be.
But what I was getting at was, I don't feel that we aren't important enough to. So put something on that agenda that we've asked for out there in that group.
I would like to point out that the inventory item was addressed. I don't know who you wanted to answer that, but it was addressed. Secondly, we spent a bit of time on the maintenance on the fountains and the ponds. That was addressed. If you wanted a board member to address it, I'm sorry we didn't do that.
That's what I really wanted.
But the questions were answered.
I wanted it to be on the agenda tonight, and I don't remember hearing some of those questions. Thank you.
Any other comments?
Gloria Walsh, 403 Holiday Park Boulevard. I have a two-part question. Well, one might answer the other. Does everyone on this board have a particular job to do as a board member, as has been done in the past? In the past boards, for several years, everyone on the board had a job to do instead of just coming and sitting here through a meeting. My second thing is, who is in charge of replying to requests? Not a complaint, a request that I put in 5 weeks ago and haven't heard a word. And I did stop by last week and asked the secretary, and she said she didn't know what I was talking about, but then she found my application. So who is in charge of taking care of, as I said, I wasn't complaining, it was a request, but an important one. That's you? Well, somewhere something is lacking then.
No, it's working. If you want to come into the office tomorrow morning, Gloria, I'll be happy to discuss this with you. I think there's several, actually, that you had submitted. I'm not quite sure which one you're referring to. Come on in the office in the morning. We can go through this, and I apologize. I'm not quite sure which one.
Are there other questions?
I got one.
What is her name?
Yes.
I'd like to back up with the hiring of an employee. When Cherie, you said to be able to do plumbing and electrical, an employee to do that. And I know with Florida law, for a contractor, he has to be licensed to do any kind of electric or plumbing, so I'm not sure if an employee working for us is allowed to do that kind of work without a license.
Paul, I'm talking light. I'm not talking about, like I said, anything that requires a permit, we should not do, period. This is just things that we can do in-house. Take the rowboat, go out and troubleshoot the fountain or run conduit, but anything that doesn't require a permit, as long as they have general knowledge, you know, I certainly don't expect to get a licensed plumber or electrician, but I think we all know a handyman out there who knows how to do stuff, you know, and that's what I'm talking about, you know.
Gotcha.
Any other comments?
Annette Regas, 409 Holiday. I have a question. At one of the meetings, Joanne Gorgon, had said, if you have a complaint about something, come up here, fill out a complaint form at the office, and then also there's a position on the form where you can check if you would like to be contacted upon the resolution of the complaint. Well, it's like 6 months now, but I see she's not here. Is she the person that's going to get back to the people who make the complaints? Because she's not doing a real swift job of it. Still waiting months later on an answer regarding several complaints, and I've been up here frequently with filling out forms, so what is she doing with them then?
I can't answer for her. I know she is the one who was responding to them.
She's not responding real well to them.
Well, we'll follow up on that.
I will say that upon my absence, when I was out with my hip, I did the best I could, and I responded to a lot of them, any kind of suggestions and so forth, and that was for June and in July. And anything after that, I certainly will take responsibility for. That's about all I can say.
Any other comments, questions? If not, we'll move on to old business. Let's take the two documents separately. So we're looking at the one application for purchase/registration. Any questions or comments from the board? It's a four-page document on two pages. Four sides, I should say, I guess.
The only question on it, Cherie, could you kind of go over the changes we've taken out of here, taken out of the old one, and like district board people, excuse me, don't have to sign anymore, but you are giving us a list of new people in, and we're not doing background checks, right?
No, it was the suggestion from the attorney that we do not continue with the background checks and with the credit checks. He said that we're opening ourselves up for liability, and he strongly suggested that we discontinue, so we took the attorney's advice. And again, this is presented to the board for a decision, not mine. It was also suggested that the both applications for rental and also for purchase be condensed, and some of the verbiage was redundant, so it was just condensed. Again, if anyone would like to see a copy of either of the applications, they're certainly welcome to come to the office and get a copy. Like I said, some of the verbiage was redundant, so we just consolidated it, really. I don't know what else. Like I said, if you want to take a look at it and if you have any suggestions, right now it's been submitted to the board. It's been submitted, several weeks ago, so it's been in the works.
I just was kind of summarizing how this is changing, and it isn't much. It's just condensing so people don't have to go through much as much and get rid of some of the stuff that causes us some problems. And the one thing that is changing is that we're not looking at board members to sign, because it moves two or three days out sometimes to get board people in to sign it. But we are getting a list of people that are, so we can go by the places to make sure they are up to grade what they're supposed to be.
Absolutely. And the Board of Trustees, they're getting a list of all of the new renters, all of the new owners monthly. So they know exactly, and everyone here should get that list as well. So we keep track of everybody that's submitting an application, whether or not they move in here or not. And again, that's available to anybody who wants a copy.
Any other questions?
I make a motion that we accept this application for purchase.
Was moved and seconded. Moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Yes.
I just wanted to make a comment on the form. There's no rule against you saying that a background check may be conducted for the suitability and of you being a resident in this park, but it doesn't mean that you do it. It's a deterrent. I'm just saying, if you don't want to put it on there, then don't. Just a comment.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Really, I think that we should revisit the people in the park can buy their the more than one mobile home. The renters that we are getting in now, that these real estate brokers are bringing in, okay, they buy the place, they rent the place, and that you can't even get a hold of them, and they don't take care of them. I could name a couple that they've been trying to get a hold of the owner, and they can't.
I think that's out of order. That's
I'm sorry.
That's another whole issue we're talking about.
I apologize.
This application. Yes, sir.
Well, that is referring to the application.
Go back to the Chuck Rohn, 220 Burrell Circle. Go back to the fact that the city bought these houses in the park, mobile homes. If somebody wanted to buy one of these.
I'm sorry, that's not appropriate right now either. That can come later. That is not germane to this question of this registration form, okay? You have a point, but it's not appropriate at this point.
Okay.
Okay?
Come When's back. It going to be a point?
Yeah, I'll call back. You.
You'll call me?
I'll call you.
I'll wait.
Okay. Any other questions? It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, like sign. The second form has to do with the application for a rental or non-owner.
I'd also like to make a motion for the rental and non-owner form to be accepted.
Is there a second?
Yeah, second. We'd have to talk about it.
Okay. Discussion on this one. Board members? Residents?
The only comment I would say is it's just a similar change on this as it was on the purchasing one.
We reduced the size of it considerably, okay? There are no other questions. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Okay, under new business. We have employee evaluations and pay raises. And I would like to, board members, follow the sheet where we have the individuals and go through each of these individuals with a separate motion.
I like, Cherie, which employees get benefits?
Yeah.
30-hour people or more?
Currently, there's four. That would be Earl Simmons, Jose Rivera, Shawnee Gant, and myself. Oh, I'm sorry, and James Heron, Dwayne, there's five.
So on this list, we have four.
No, there's I didn't include Shawnee, but he's not on here because he's not getting a pay increase. I don't know when, I'm going to say within a month, he will be submitting his resignation.
Yeah, but we're not voting on him either because he's not getting a pay.
Pardon?
Right? He's not getting a pay raise, so we're not really voting on him.
Right.
Okay. James Heron, a.k.a. Dwayne. He is currently at $14.75, and the suggested increase from the manager is 75 cents to go to $15.50 an hour. Waiting for a motion.
I make a motion that we give James Heron the raise of 75 cents.
I will second it.
That's a 5%.
I will second it.
Moved and seconded. Any questions?
Yeah, that's at the top a little bit. Sheree, can you give us an indication of why you're going? Some of these are more different. They're a lot different, and I know you're trying. Probably looks like you're trying to get them more balanced.
Well, that's, yeah, you can see by my suggestions is definitely trying to get it more balanced. I think it's appropriate. I think he's taken on more responsibilities. The fact that he does receive the benefits, that's a plus. That's probably why I decided on the 75 cents.
Any questions from the audience? If anybody else has, please form the line so that we can expedite this.
Patty Peck, 1014 Willow Court. Did Dwayne also just get an increase in health benefits? I have David in the back of my head saying, full package. Full package includes raises and health benefits. So if we've just increased the health benefits, which was a raise, basically, because then he didn't have to pay for it, are we still, you know, and I don't have a problem with giving raises this time of year, we're supposed to. But let's look at the full package, okay? Because I think we just gave them all 100% health raise. Health benefits?
No, we went from 60% payment to 100% payment.
To 100%, yeah, so yes. So look at the whole package, please. For all of them.
Allison Kelly, 1054 Sunflower. I agree with Patty, and I think when a proposal for an increase is done, you need to state the base salary plus the full compensation package equals X amount of dollars.
Any other questions? Annette?
409 Holiday Park, Annette Regis. First of all, when was the last time, technically, these employees got a raise? Didn't they recently get a raise? But also, we all feel, and I'm sure it's all in general, having their benefits, their health benefits paid at 100%, there is absolutely no place in this country, no company you can work for that's going to pay that. That in itself is a raise. So I don't see how giving them more money, taking more money out of our pockets to give to them when they've got basically a benefit package of 100% and they're getting a raise by having that coverage already.
Okay. The thing is their medical is not covered 100%. Their insurance is covered 100%. They still have co-pays and all those kind of things to pay for that too. But they, I mean, everybody does, I understand that. But we're trying to get it where they can handle their medical payments and stuff, which is good. But they, yeah, I agree that insurance payment is a raise and it should be listed on there. But we still, you need to understand too that their medical, having insurance is one thing, what kind of coverage you have or how much is another thing. And we did improve it quite substantially. Thank you.
Meredith Briscoe, 1256 Shell Court. Yes, when we're talking about insurance, we're all over 55 in here. And I can speak for myself that my monthly insurance runs me probably right around $400 a month. Yes, I have co-pays and I have all these things too, but I am paying this on a fixed income.
Now, when we get to all of us people taking Social Security, here's your raise for 2020. This is from the government. It is either going to be 1.6 or 1.7 for 2020. There you go.
Other comments?
Can I say something?
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. I have always fought for the employees in this park, and I was the one that fought for the health insurance. We used to pay them 100% because we were paying them dirt money. We have one employee that is being paid above the poverty level. Don't you people understand that $15,000 and $16,000 a year for full-time is not a real salary? Come on, folks. We tried to bring some of these into line a year and a half ago when they gave the ground crew a raise, they gave the supervisor a raise, and I fought then to bring the custodians up to the level they were getting. I think we've done a good job in the past, and I think pretty much most of this is pretty well in line with trying to give our employees a halfway decent living wage. Now, come on, folks. None of us would go out there and cut grass for $8.50 or 9 cents an hour, and that's what we expected all our employees to do at 100 degrees? Come on.
Can I say something? We have a gentleman that's been with us for 4 years. He's making $9 an hour. We have people that were hired in 2018. They started at $9.50. Okay? He should be brought up with the rest of them. He puts in his time just like the rest of them. I think, really, some of the jobs they do, $9 an hour, that's poverty. I really think that some of these people that have been working for us for a long time should be brought up with the rest of them that were hired in 2018. That really isn't fair to them.
That is a valid point, but let's stay on point. We're talking about Dwayne James Heron, nobody else right now. So let's deal with that and direct our comments to this particular motion. Okay? Any other comments? If not, call the question. It's been moved and seconded that we increase James Heron's salary from $14.75 an hour to $15.50 an hour. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
Opposed.
Two opposes. Do you want to get those from Joanne? Next, we have Bruce Gilbert, who's been employed here since 2001, is making $13.40 an hour. Suggested increase 60 cents to $14 an hour. Awaiting a motion.
I so move that we raise Bruce's wages by 60 cents.
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded. Any comments from the trustees? Any comments from the residents? Seeing none, call the question. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Steve Woolridge, employed since 2007, earning $9.70 an hour with an increase to $1.80 an hour, an increase of $1.80 to $11.50 an hour. Sorry about that. Awaiting a motion.
I make a motion that we raise Steve Woolridge's salary as listed.
Second, please.
You want to talk about it? You got to have me say, I'll second. Okay. For discussion. Anybody wants to talk about it? Now you can do that.
Any comments from the board?
I have a comment to Cherie. Why him $1.80? Why?
Steve is the backbone of the Gatehouse. He is the absolute backbone. He works Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. He takes care of all of the computers. He troubleshoots everything. He oversees the entire staff down there along with myself. He should be making a lot more than this. I didn't want to jump him up like crazy money, but he deserves every penny of it. He really does. He keeps that place operational, very organized, especially through Dorian. We all work together really well. Steve was right here. Not only that, he really does keep everything in check there, and he certainly deserves it.
Well, and very professional is his job.
Very professional. Very professional.
Okay.
Any comments? Hearing none, call the question. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Next employee, Brian Dean, who was hired in 2009, making $9.20 with an increase of 80 cents an hour to $10.
Jack, can I interrupt for just 1 second? The next several employees, they're all gate staff. And my goal was try to get everybody on the same page. So each raise that they're getting is reflecting $10 an hour for the gate personnel. So as he goes through each individual, that was my intent, was to get everybody at the same pay rate. And maybe next year start with like a 3% because they're making an okay wage. You know, I figure if we get them to 10 bucks an hour, they're going to stay. And then, again, accordingly, they don't receive any kind of health benefits. So I think, again, next year we can start maybe with the 3%. But at least we'll get them to where they should be right now.
I make a motion that we make all the remaining gate people bring them to $10 an hour.
I'll second that.
Yeah.
Just one question, Cherie.
Yes.
When we hire a new employee, what are we hiring them at as a gate person?
I think we can discuss that. Maybe hire them at $9.50 or $9 an hour. I think that's fair, but I don't.
And then upgrade them after a probation period?
Absolutely. After 90 days or when their first evaluation comes up, like we are doing now annually.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Any comments, additional board or residents? So this motion is to do the remaining six gate people on our list, raise them all to $10 an hour. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Now we are moving into our building care. Jose, hired in 2011, raised to $16, and now added 50 cent increase to $16.50 an hour. Looking for a motion.
I make a motion that we give Jose the raise shown on the paper.
Is there a second?
Second. How can you do?
Any comments? Pardon me?
What does he get in insurance?
Yes, Jose does get health care, vision, and dental. And he is 32 hours, which constitutes full-time. Everybody says part-time. I guess the reason they say part-time is because he's not Monday through Friday. He's actually Wednesday through Saturday. But he is 32 hours, so that does constitute full-time. He's just not 5 days a week. And the reason he's getting the 50 cents an hour is I asked him, and we've been discussing these things. He's very knowledgeable with electric, with plumbing. And I said, do you want to work 5 days a week? Do you want to take on the full-time position? He declined. So I said, fine, you can stay at your 4 days a week. And that's where we are. But he was given the opportunity to slide into a full-time Monday through Friday position.
Other questions? If not, call the motion that we raise Jose's salary to $16.50 an hour from $16. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Paul Diamond. Opposed. Paul Diamond.
Paul. Next, Earl Simmons.
I make a motion that we give Earl the $1.50 raise that's listed.
Okay, a motion that we raise Earl by $1.50 to $12.50.
I'll second. I'll second that. He works hard. Okay. He's a hard worker.
It's moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Yes, Cherie. We don't have their evaluation here, but you recommended this. Is he seem to be coming? I know you talked about Jose a little bit, how he stepped up a lot because of the unemployment. I was wondering.
Right. Jose's the nucleus. A lot of people don't see what Jose does. I had my issues with Jose when I first started here. He has certainly stepped up. He is the nucleus. He knows this place inside and out. And I know, too, because I've been documenting and writing things down. As far as ordering materials, his knowledge is very good. If we need anything, he's right there. He's like I said, very knowledgeable. The flooring, he knows the mechanics of this place like the back of his hand.
Are you talking about Earl?
I'm talking about Jose, but no. Earl and Jose work well together. Jose does the, like I said, the nucleus things, the ordering and keeping our inventory where it should be and watching our costs. Earl is a worker. He comes in here, he doesn't stop from the moment he punches that time clock, he is going. And I'm in and out. Sometimes I'm here at 7, 8 o'clock at night, so it isn't like he just tries to impress people or me. He truly does work, and he truly does deserve the increase. That's all I got.
Yeah. Thank you. Any other comments? Call the question. All in favor of giving Earl the raise to $12.50, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Lori Lyon, our administrative assistant. She was hired in November of 2018, and the proposed raise takes her from $15.50 to $18 an hour.
Now, I make a motion that we give Lori a raise on the paper.
I will second that. I think she's done a fantastic job.
Lori is, from what I've been working with her as treasurer, I know that she has a lot of knowledge. She can get a lot of things for me. She does a lot of record keeping that is important to do. And it'd be awful hard to replace her for even $18 from what I've seen, you know, in other places to know everything she does and how things work and how to fill out forms and how to report stuff. It keeps me well informed.
And I will add that she does not receive any health benefits, vision, or dental, nor will she. Her husband works for the city of Palm Bay, so she's quite happy with the benefits that they receive. So that's something that y'all need to consider as well.
I had a question, Sheree. You think she could, like, take on our input? Because right now we hire an importer, right? The girl that comes in and imports, do you think she could do
it? We've discussed that at length, and she's certainly qualified to do it. We would never outsource payroll, so, and that's what her specialty is in, but she could absolutely do the books.
So I'm wondering why she couldn't, we want to give her the raise. Why couldn't she
take that on? We've been discussing this, and I just wanted to make sure she was ready to take on the responsibility and not to overload her with more responsibility that she can handle.
The thing I'd like to say is it slipped out of my mind. She is very knowledgeable. She's a checkup. But when we get audited, I like to say, hey, we can back this up with her. Compare and our bookkeeper, we have more checks and balances that way that go on because of her. And as part of the Kathy and the bigger point is our office has really got to come up with the records, the back records, getting things in order, getting things so we can look things up, look and find stuff. And so we don't have to go, well, where was that and what was that? We can actually have some balance record, and that's going to take time, a lot of time.
She's done a really great job, and I think that so far as going through finding things, we're right on target. We've been auditing our own files, and you know we have some time to go, and it's as we go along, and we're pulling files. It's incredible. So we're correcting them as we go. So we've made a lot of headway, a lot.
Patty Peck, 1014 Willow. I just have a couple comments because around the time, I'm not quite sure on timing, but there are a couple things that have always been done in the office that have been put back on, like, the minutes for the ACC. They have to take their own minutes. I think if you're going to increase her salary, I think she should be in there taking those minutes. Those are important. Those are legal minutes, and they shouldn't be put back on us average person. The other thing that used to be done in the office was the calendar, the main calendar. Now it's put back on a resident, and I don't think that's right. So if you're going to give her more money, that responsibility really should be at the district office. The office is open all the time. I mean, it's every day. HPPOA office is not open. So what happens is you're calling a resident to kind of get everything put together that if you want a specific date. And I don't think it's, as a resident, it's our responsibility. So those two things specifically I would like to see go back into the district office.
Any other questions, comments?
I think some people should go into the office and sit with Laurie and see what she does all day.
Okay. I'll call the motion. All in favor of the salary increase from $15.50 to $18 an hour for our administrative assistant, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Like sign. And we have our newest proposed candidate, Kathy Richardson, looking at part-time, 25 hours a week, starting at $13 an hour. Looking for a motion.
I will make a motion that we pay Kathy the $13 an hour listed.
Is there a second?
I'll second for part-time, yes.
I'd like to make a comment.
Okay.
I'll turn now. Sheree, now what's her experience? Because you You're paying her $13 an hour. So what's her experience and what is she doing in the office?
She processes all the applications from beginning to end. She inputs those all into FilePro, the computer. She is a pit bull. Nothing gets by her. She's fabulous. She does all the filing. She does all the typing. She types all of my violation letters. She keeps track of those. I get my list twice a month. She takes care of all of the new residents, the new owners, the new renters, gets those lists off to the trustees. She takes care of all of the street power light outages. She's the one that stays on the phone with FPL and is relentless with follow-up and making sure that they get repaired in a timely manner. And whatever else, a lot of the decals, she processes the decals. We all do it. You know, we all pretty much multitask in the office. We try to keep each other to where we have our designated jobs that we do, but we all know what to do. We all do everything. But Kathy pretty much does that. The decals, registrations, answers, phones. So pretty much all the clerical.
Thank you.
But again, we all share. So if someone's busy doing something, we don't say, well, I don't know how to do this, or that's not my job. No. We all pretty much, pitch in. But she's very, very good at what she does.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Kathy? Aye. Late. Opposed? Motion carried. You may notice that I omitted Cherie because we just did Cherie on her anniversary, and so I am looking for a motion that we delay any action till the appropriate time on our district manager.
I so make a motion that we delay this for further.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Any comments from anybody on the board, first of all, or in the audience?
About this?
No.
No.
We're on the motion of delaying action on the district managers. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Motion carried. Now we have public comment.
Now, Chuck.
Oh, get in line.
Run, Chuck. Run.
Hurry up, hurry up, run. Hurry up. Pick him, Tony.
Okay, let's move it along.
Chuck Roan, 220 Burrell Circle. On these houses, mobile homes that were bought by the city, if somebody wants to buy one of them, what's the process?
I don't have an answer, but maybe Cherie?
I found this out at 2 p.m. this afternoon. So I would suggest contacting the city of Palm Bay and find out from either the vice manager or the manager themselves. Contact Shirley Weems. I don't know if she is still their agent or not, but that's where to go. We don't have anything to do with sales of any kind.
But they have to go, the rules in the park are, if a company wants to buy one of them and put a mobile home on it and just sell it, can that be done?
You have to go through the application process. I'm trying to figure out just how the protocol is here. All of a sudden, the city of Palm Bay owns 7 homes. They didn't fill out an application. They own more than one home. Do these rules apply to the city of Palm Bay? I'm not quite sure how to deal with this. Like I said, I just found this out 2 p.m. today. So as an answer to your question, I really don't have one, Chuck. They do own them. I have a copy of the deeds. So it is, in fact, a reality. How we need to deal with this, I think we need to probably talk to the attorney, because who says, you know, what are they going to do? Are they going to sell them all to one person? They can't, because we won't approve the applications. But at the same time, they didn't fill out an application to own in here. So it's kind of a catch-22, and we need to deal with this and get some answers. Again, it was 2 p.m. today that I got the definite information. So we've got some research to do.
The question is very simple. It's not complicated. The city bought it. Obviously, they're going to sell it, or they're not going to keep it in here. So if a man wants to buy it, a business wants to buy it, and the only thing he'll do is put a property on it and sell it. He can't own it in here. He can't own two properties or three properties. He can own it until he sells it.
Well, Chuck, we're hoping they're just going to move them out of here, either demolish them or just move them out on a
flatbed. I can't understand what you're saying, so I'll just wait till later.
Let me talk slower. We're hoping that they get rid of the homes.
This sound system
okay.
sucks.
No, it's your ears.
I can't understand.
It's your ears.
Next.
Darlene Howell, 151 Cheswick Circle. I am the president of the HPPOA. And hi, everybody. Bocce court and shuffleboard court. I have not seen anything done on them this summer. I was told they were going to be all set for us. Are they going to be?
I have the specific dates written down as well as the gazebo. I was asked and instructed. They've all been half paid for. The down payments have been submitted. The delivery dates will be the middle of October.
Okay.
Rod will be back in the park for the bocce's, and it was requested that we wait for the shuffleboard and also for the gazebo. So
okay.
They're all pretty much around the same date, and that's going to be the middle of October.
Okay. So, like, the courts will be finished by then?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next.
Molly Stone, 1157 Greenview. Photo directory starts tomorrow morning. We'll be here at 10, and on Wednesday we'll be here at 8, 2 hours for setup, and then we begin pictures at 12 tomorrow and at 10 on Wednesday. I'm signing up October. I have only 4 openings for the 29th. I have several for the 30th. So contact me or Meredith or any one of us to have your picture taken. And I don't think we have all board members signed up. At least I didn't have enough.
Real quick question. Start at noon tomorrow? I'm scheduled to come in at 10:40.
Not tomorrow. Just a minute, Keith, and I'll look it up. But not tomorrow.
Okay, I'm wrong.
Must be Wednesday. I'll look it up and I'll get back to you
Thank
on
you.
That. I have it written down. But if I don't have you signed up, you, especially the ones that are coming on in January, we want everybody on that page. There is a page for trustees, there's a page for HPPOA, and there's a page, or has been in the past, for ACC board. And we don't have everybody signed up yet. So you're looking at October now, and or January. If you don't get in October, then you're going to probably bump some snowbirds in January. Snowbirds are going to be upset. I signed up 300 for the last directory. We filmed, I believe it was 276 or somewhere along in there. This time they've given us 262 slots, period. And I tried to fight to get another September date, It doesn't look like we need it anyway, but or October or November or sometime another day, where they're not going to give it to us until we've signed up all the ones we have through January. So we're looking at February, because the dates we have for January, there are four of them, go right up to the end of January. So if I don't have you, contact one of us. Tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. Wednesday morning, 8. The building is open at 8, isn't it? Because they will be here. There's 2 hours. Actually, Wednesday, they might leave some equipment here. And so I'm going to suggest that they use the rooms for their computers, because we could lock that. And they may leave their screen up and so forth. Some stuff may stay up, so that we wouldn't have the full 2 hour setup on Wednesday. And then we'll do the same thing again in October, but I'll tell you about that. Thank you.
Connie Quisley, 155 Holiday Park Boulevard. My question is, how often will the U.S. lawn be weed whacking the swales? I've noticed that the one off in Blossom that comes around to behind the bocce, it's not been weed whacked at all. And they didn't weed whack it today on my site. So what is the schedule for them weed whacking that along the banks? That's all I want to know. Thank you.
Becky Ernest, 205 Burrell Circle. The cookbooks go on sale tomorrow. They're $10 a piece. Come and get them.
I want to answer the U.S. Lawns. They did all the lawns last week, so this week they're supposed to do all of the ravines. Okay, in front of the, in the middle of the parking lot, they're supposed to do that and continue with the rest of them throughout the community. And again, if anyone has a problem, please let me know. And because if they don't know, they can't fix it. And it's not like they're doing it intentionally. This is a huge 35-acre community, so they have a lot on their plate, and they're getting paid for it. However, if they don't know, they can't fix it. So please let me know for the time being, and probably in the near future, you'll probably be getting their phone number. So.
All right. Great question. Looking at trustee comments. Eloise?
It's been a very pleasant evening.
Thank you. Paul?
I've had my fill.
Keith?
I just would like to thank everyone for with your comments, and whether they're for or against anything, the nice, respectful way you brought the comments, you brought your opinions, and without going over. But I think it was a productive meeting tonight. Thank you.
Oh, I get two?
Mr. Secretary? Joe?
Okay. I just want to remind you not to forget these, because they're good for this year and next year. Okay? And he just forwarded these to me at the last meeting, but nobody stopped to pick them up. Alrighty? They're good. These phone numbers, and if you have any special needs, you can pre-register. So be sure you pick one up and keep them. And I want to thank everybody for coming. It was fun.
Thank you all. Waiting for a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion we adjourn the meeting.
Second?
I'll second it.
Moved and second that we adjourn. I'll say aye.
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 Aye.